Thank you, Eric. Thanks for coming. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to share, in my mind, kind of fun way of conveying the message of Sawyers. So when Eric invited me to consider giving this presentation, I wasn't quite sure what I exactly going to say, but he convinced me it's worthwhile to give a try. So here I am. I hope I can stimulate our common interest in connecting science with art in different ways. So I appreciate the session, and also thanks for the for organizers' efforts to put this together. In terms of my own background, so let the two corner logos hopefully give you some sense of what I do, and in my research in education. So I have kind of appreciation of art when I was still a little kid. And so I thought that I would share with you some of the work that myself, along the way as I do soil science research and education, that that I use poetry as a means to kind of, in some ways, help myself to, geo some core messages I wanted to convey to the general public, but also in a way that, with scientific content in it, that can also raise the colleagues in academia and others interest in this kind of way of understanding the complexity in the soil system. So I thought I would therefore share with you some pieces of the poetry that I published in Soil Survey Horizon that will give you some examples to illustrate what I approach this connection between science and the arts. So I thought it's easiest for me just to show the example rather than to talk how we do it, and which I'm still learning. I had to admit, like, I think I'm still a student of poetry, so I'm learning to do that. So anybody can teach me to do better, I appreciate that. So in any case, so here's my first attempt. Back in 2006 or so, some of you, at least, in the room know, Penn State is a big fan of football, right? So we have history about how big the deal Penn State is about football that got us into trouble, too. But anyway, so prior to each year, the season, we have blue and white game. That basically is the community effort, get people together and fun, but also, get started with the football season. So the blue-white game is popular in our community, but the year that I was planning to take my family with me, the downpour just canceled the whole thing. So that made me wonder, gee, what's going on? I can make fun out of the game, not I can make fun of my poetry. So here, that was the trigger for me to write this piece at that time. So the title, When It Rains, I will just read it so I can make it a little bit specific about what I try to connect between the science and art. So when it rains, animals hide, humans stay indoors. That's exactly what we did. And the blue and white game is ruined. When it rains, plants thrive, microbes activated, and the earth is renewed. When it rains, it is hydropodology in action. And that is my own domain of scientific research and education, all right? I plug in. When it rains, water runs down the hill, and the soil may be eroded if not properly protected. When it rains, toxic scums oozes out of the soil in Superfund sites and leaky landfills. When a storm comes, nutrients and contaminants likely flush down the aquifers and pollute streams if no measures are taken to protect that, prevent that. When a hurricane comes, riverbanks and levees may break and a mudslide or landslide could occur on unstable hill slopes. After all, whenever it rains, it's the critical moment that nature refreshes itself and the environment is recharged. So when it rains, we ought to get out instead of stay indoor, and take students along to observe and learn the real world in action. So that's how I actually end up. I plug in that kind of thinking in my teaching of hydropodology. I take students out when it rains, and they complain. I said, that's how you learn. Sorry, you had to get wet. Then it comes to this topic of sustainability. We all talk about this. It's a big buzzword. And I scratch my head. So how can I convey the message in such a commercially driven society that people really don't appreciate much that is hidden from us? So I therefore put some words down here to try to convey the priceless stuff we call the soil. So this one published also in Soil Survey Horizon entitled Soil, Not Oil, is Essential to Sustainability. Again, I will read to you, hopefully make it more concrete that way. The unsung hero of our planet is quiet, invisible, and hidden underground, yet it gives us everyday food, feed, fiber, and fuel. The unappreciated gift from nature is fragile, sensitive, and complex, yet it is the home to the largest biodiversity on Earth. The crucible of all terrestrial life is fundamental, conservable, but hard to be renewed, yet it suffers increasing wounds from anthropogenic impacts. The hidden half of the world underneath our feet holds a key to global sustainability, yet it has no price tag, while oil holds extreme high price. However, it is soil, not oil, that feeds the world and controls environmental quality. Without soil, there will be no life. Without soil, there will be no oil. Without soil, there will be no sustainability. So I hope that helps the public at least show some appreciation to priceless stuff we call soil. And then here came another trigger for me to put some additional words down, but this is beyond just soil itself, but as a soil scientist, the life of a soil scientist like myself. So in this small piece, which is small fun for you to read, but I will read out to you in a moment, I also have this note alongside with this small piece indicating why I put those words down. So the note says, when I was a school kid, I was taught that the wheel of history rolls on. But then I had no clue about what that meant. Several special occasions in 2009 made me deeply touched by that profound meaning in life, world, humanity, and beyond. This point is dedicated to that memory, that moment. So entitled 20s, 20 is a magic number. Like the four seasons of a year, our life has four 20s. Well, if we live up to 80s or even longer, I hope all of us can do that. In spring, we grow up. So I graduated from college when I was 20 with a degree in soils. In summer, we explore. So I married my sweetheart 20 years ago and ventured into the United States. In fall, we harvest after seeds planted in spring and nurtured in summer. So I wanted to contribute as much as I can to bring out the hidden half of the world. In winter, we rest. So I should enjoy and prepare seeds for next spring. 20 is a defining number. Unimaginable 20 years ago, the world has changed drastically since. When Berlin Wall fell in 1989, that was the year that defined today's world. When China opened its door to the outside world in late 20th century, no one could have imagined its rising superpower in the beginning of 21st century. When a recession hit the world 20 years after Japan's economic bubble, G20 has replaced G8, and the capitalism is questioned. When globalization became the heart of the world, world development over the past 20 years, humanity has yet to grasp the true meaning of sustainability. 20 is a super number. The power of 20s has been widespread in both quantity and quality. 20 years ago, PC, web, and cell phone were still in their infancy. Now, information and communication technology has revolutionized our world. 20 years ago, GPS and real-time remote sensing were largely of only few. Now, the power of precision positioning and virtual globe is in everyone's hands. In the next 20 years, biotechnology would once again revolutionize our life
disease treatment, food production, fuel supply, and life secret. 20 years from now, environmental sustainability will once again call upon us. Global climate, land use, pollution prevention, water crisis, and much more. To me, 20 is also the number of hope. Not yet now, sorry, a few more pieces.
You have four minutes.
All right. You notice that there's few pieces out of my fun time to put words down was published in Soil Survey Horizon and later changed it to Soil Horizon. Unfortunately, this year, in the International Year of Soils, we were told it's no longer going to be in existence. So I was shocked to hear that news. So I thought I would make a plug right here to tell the audience that we do need a special outlet, not necessarily peer-reviewed journals, but some kind of special outlet, like for soils and the arts, and many others like that can convey our own feeling as well as connected to the outside world, the public. Unfortunately, this is not, at this point, seem to be a viable outlet anymore, so we had to look for other outlet. So I do have more pieces, but I don't have a place to put that. But I want to share with you just a couple more pieces, and then I will stop. So William Atwood, American author and poet, who is one of the most cited, quoted writers of inspirational magazines, has this short writing about what is life. And since it's International Year of Soils, so I make a small twist of this piece and share with you the profound insight about soils. The adventure of soil is to discover. The purpose of soil is to nurture. The nature of soil is to sustain. The challenge of soil is to understand. The essence of soil is to care. The opportunity of soil is to grow. The secret of soil is to internalize. The spicy of soil is to diversify. The beauty of soil is to give. The joy of soil to live. So I just adopt this to convey the message about the soil. And lastly, this is my last piece. Again, too small for you to read, but I'd like to share with you as I get older, which brings me another moment of emotional feeling about our perfection. And as a soil scientist, again, not necessarily just about soils, but as a soil scientist, how we view the world. And so I thought this is another fun piece that I'd like to share with you that hopefully makes some sense to you. So I will read it and then I will stop. Unless you don't want me to read it anymore. But I thought it's fun, so I will read it anyway. Believe me. Life is full of challenges, chances. That is, last is called Ming Ying. That's Chinese letter. I'm from China, so I appreciate Chinese too. Ming Ying. Partly destiny and partly luck. Life is full of competitions, complications, and complexity. So it is evolutionary and cumulative, partly cyclic and partly irreversible. Life is full of duality, interdependence, and coupling. Thus, balancing is an important trick, partly attitude and partly reaction. Life is full of emotions, memories, and wonders. So dreams are universal, partly realized and partly dissipated. Half-life and entity's half-lifespan signifies a person's meaning. Self-organization and true synergism are the hope. Unlike the decade of non-living entities, living systems follow complex kinetics in their halves, and a person's half-life is a striking marker. A transition from a fire-like youth to a water-like midlife, a contrast between the hard and the soft words, a person's half-life inspires transformation to renew oneself, a focus from the outer look to the inner peace, a change from self-centric to beyond self. A person's half-life offers great opportunity to make a difference. It is amazing to take a half-life to know the true self, to understand the complex world with a holistic view, and to embrace human emotions with grace. Half-life is awakening and moving. Gradually, There's this another half of our pursuit of dreams, an idea to dream sustainability for humanity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We do need to move along, so no time for questions.